So who did you walk to and from school with? Do you remember? Did you have some kids in the area that you would walk to school?
Oh, it was probably either Oaks kids or Therese Bennett was a friend of mine. And the Gale girls, there were several girls in the Gale family. And there was a boy that was in my class, yeah.
So did you attend school right in the village then?
Oh, yeah.
What are your memories of, say, elementary school?
What I remember about school is the little building that is there now next to Helen Day was the first and second grade school. And I remember Susie Bigelow was my first grade teacher. And I can still see her now with her high shoes and her long skirts, and she had long hair, and she used to pull it way back here, and she had a great big bun on the top. But I remember how proud I was after I got through the second grade, because you know, the way she taught us the alphabet and everything, and we had workbooks and so forth to work in. And I remember how proud I was that I could print my own name and put all those letters of the alphabet in the book and the whole bit. But it was a little tough moving from there and going over to O'Yeller, because that would have been third and fourth grade. And I guess by the time I hit the fourth grade, kids from out of the village were coming to town to school at that time. So that made quite a difference. And it was a little hard getting acquainted with those newer kids and so forth.
When you say kid, you mean the kids who would have been at other one-room schoolhouses around Stowe?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it was in the fourth grade, or third and fourth grade. So most of the schoolhouses then in the outlying areas would have been first and second, or they would have gone up, I guess it varied.
Well, my oldest, Nick's oldest brother, he went to Johnson Normal School. They called it Johnson Normal when he went. And he was a teacher. And his first year he taught over here on West Hill. He had five kids. And two of them were bad ones.
What year would that have been around? You know?
But you know, I can't remember the name of that family to save my soul. Why is that? You know, sometimes when I forget names like that, I wake up in the night and all of a sudden it comes to me. But never has that name of that family. Huh. And I remember how happy he was that he got moved downtown.
So when was it that he became, when did he start teaching? Around what year would that have been?
That probably would have been way back, let's see. Probably way back, 1920. Well, I don't know, 25 maybe or something like that.
25.